A gunman is on the run following a shooting at Point Cook last night. Pat Mitchell is our reporter at Point Cook. Pat, good morning to you.
Morning, Ross.
What can you tell us?
Well, it's been a little court that's actually surrounded by water in Point Cook. So there's about six of these just sitting in the one of an inlet off Point Cook there. The shooting happened around 11 o'clock. It's a two-story house at the end of the court here, and it's currently taped off by police. We've got forensics just checking out the front, detectives also speaking with neighbours as they come out and go to work. But, as I said, 11 o'clock, and a 53-year-old man suffered serious injuries. So I'm just waiting to get an update on his condition in hospital.
Right, so he's shot. It sounds to us from earlier reports he was shot in the head.
Quite possibly. It's very serious injuries. The police were saying he was in a critical condition. So, I should be able to get an update later this morning.
Okay. And are the neighbours up and about?
A couple of them have gone to work. It's a long drive into the city from Point Cook. I actually drove past that three-car prang that's near the West Gate, so it takes a while to get in. So, a few people are leaving for work at the moment. Haven't got too much detail out of them just yet, though.
Now, the interesting thing for Pat Mitchell is, Pat, you need to be in town in the city this morning by 9 a.m., correct?
I do, yes.
Righto. It is 6:21 a.m. Can Pat Mitchell make it from Point Cook to the city by 9? You've only got 2 hours...
And 40 minutes.
And 39 minutes to get there. You think you'll make it?
Just to leave? If I leave at 7, would I make it?
Okay, there's the question. Folks who live in that neck of the woods at Point Cook, Pat's got must be in town by 9 o'clock this morning. He is currently in Point Cook. His question is, will he make it if he leaves by 7? Point Cook experts, 96900693. Good on you, Pat.
Thank you very much.
It is.
Doesn't he have the 3AW helicopter at his disposal?
The 10,000 nuts and bolts trying to tear itself apart.
No. He doesn't.
No.